The last couple of weeks, we have taken a look at passages which are discussing growing and maturing in Christ, as our theme for the year is Born Again in 2010. I thought it would be interesting to track those passages through the scriptures, starting with the ones that talk about infants and newborn and how that's utilized to encourage us. And we've seen one passage that said that like newborns, we are to crave the Word of God and to feed on it. We've seen another passage last week which talked about stop being infantile and immature. And actually, we're going to look at another passage like that this morning in 1 Corinthians 14. And verse 20 is what we're going to focus on. Brothers, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants. But in your thinking, be adults. In regards to evil, be like infants. In your thinking, be adults. We need to understand the situation that was taking place here and why Paul the Apostle would write this to this church in Corinth. Churches in ancient times had particular characteristics, personalities, if you will. And it's very similar today still. Churches have unique personalities. And what's kind of interesting is that for all of the variety of the churches in the New Testament, from the church in Corinth and the church in Philippi or Ephesus, you can still see the same kind of mindset in modern churches today. And you can even see similarities in entire denominations of churches that are similar to any given church in the New Testament. For instance, we see in Corinth that this church was very vibrant, very lively. They had a big emphasis on spiritual gifts and miracles and signs and wonders. And that's very similar to many Pentecostal kind of churches in our society today. So still 2,000 years later, the same mood or mindset is found in churches that you had in the church in Corinth. And there are still the same kind of problems and issues to be worked out in those churches as well. This morning, we're going to focus on one particular spiritual gift, and that is the gift of speaking in tongues, and what Paul has to do to try to correct some abuses and some problems in the church in Corinth. It seems that tongue speaking was made to be the primo, the supreme gift, and it was elevated to be the most important of all the spiritual things that people could do. And Paul has to put the Corinthians in place and say they're acting immaturely about this. I want to first focus on this phrase where he says, in regard to evil, be infants. What do you think he's talking about there? In regard to evil, be infants. What I take from this is that if you're a child, you're young, you're ignorant, you're unaware, you don't have a capacity to see the larger picture, you're naive as an infant, as a child. For instance, if you take your children and you do so much for them, you manage your budget, you clean the house, including cleaning up them, right? You make sure that it's a safe environment for them. You go to your work in order to produce an income to sustain the family. All of these things are done, and little children really don't have any appreciation for how profound the work that you do for them is. Well, what if we were to apply this to the concept of being godly versus evil? I think what Paul is telling us is that we are to be, in a sense, inexperienced, naive. We're to be innocent when it comes to evil. We're not to be people who rush around and try to engage in every form of idolatry and impurity. We're supposed to be individuals who are inexperienced in this. For instance, if you know, a Christian, I don't think that it is too suitable that you immerse yourself in gambling or in things that would have you not be a good steward of the Word of God. I think it would be absolutely inappropriate for a Christian to involve themselves in pornography and things of a prurient nature. We should instead let them be out there and not have anything to do with them. Now, this is not saying that a Christian is indifferent to evil. By that I mean, it doesn't mean when you're, in regards to evil be infants, it doesn't mean that you don't care that it's out there. So that if someone is doing wrong or you encounter sin, that you don't react to it or that you don't oppose it. No, not at all. Christian is supposed to stand for righteousness and goodness. And if we encounter sin, we have to speak up against it. We have to oppose it and call for repentance. But I think what this does mean, Paul's talking about, is that we're disinterested in it, that we are not going to pursue it. We're not going to make it a part of our lives. And so Paul is encouraging the people to have this childlike mindset that you're not going to be involved with it. Now, here's the interesting thing about all this discussion is that this was not said. You know, when Paul said, in regard to evil, be like infants, and kind of be innocent and naive toward it, he didn't say that about pagan sexual immorality or in, you know, the classic sense of evil. You know, we get this concept of someone who's so steeped in immorality and worldliness and hostility to the gospel. He wasn't saying that about those kind of people. He was talking about this, about worship services, about things that were happening in the church. And so it's in the middle of a discussion of what's taking place among the Corinthian church and their worship services. That's when he says, in regards to evil, be like infants. So just what was going on in their church services that he has to say, watch out for being evil? Well, the thing you need to realize is that evil sometimes comes dressed up very prettily. Evil is not always this, you know, satanic, you know, that kind of stuff. No. Evil can reside in the heart of anyone. And it can rear its ugly head in our sinfulness no matter what setting we're in. And we have to be on guard against it and watch for it. The particular form of evil that I think Paul was combating here was pride and arrogance. Remember how Jesus would really rail against the Pharisees? They were very spiritual. They were very godly people. They were really into clean living and morality. And yet Jesus let them have it because of their pride and arrogance, which were evil. And what was happening in the Corinthian church is that this spiritual gift of speaking in tongues, which generates a lot of excitement, generates a lot of attention, the people were using to turn the focus on themselves instead of on Christ. They were using it almost like in a competition, almost in like who could outdo one another, or trying to make themselves the focus of attention. And that's evil. That is wrong. When you're given a spiritual gift by God, when you're given an ability and a talent to serve Him, it's not appropriate to make yourself the center of attention. It's supposed to be done in humility and serving the Lord so that He gets the glory, not you. And that's what I think was taking place here. And why Paul then says to them in verse 20, stop thinking like children. You know how it is with a kid when they have been getting the attention of the adults and everyone's paying attention and they just love it because they're the center. And then all of a sudden the attention focuses and shifts and the child will do anything to get the attention back on them again. You ever notice that? That's what was happening in Corinth. People were vying for attention people were trying to impress others with their spiritual gifts and with their abilities. And Paul was saying, that's childish. That's inappropriate. That's not mature Christianity. Mature Christianity is very selfless, and it doesn't matter if you get the attention or not. It's to be focused on Jesus. And so Paul is trying to hit that idea hard. In fact, this is not the only spot where he discusses this. If you go back to chapter 13, you see, because chapter 12, 13, and 14 are like a unit where Paul is discussing in chapter 12 the body of Christ, and everyone's got their unique purpose and abilities, and we all work in a coordinated fashion in order to serve one another and serve the Lord, and that's discussion of the body in chapter 12. In chapter 13, he goes on and he talks about the proper mood, the proper attitude with which you serve others. In fact, we just saw in our lesson for this morning, and I said that this would tie in with the message in 1 Corinthians 12. He was talking about, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. You can bet that Paul was working his way toward chapter 14 and saying, stop being infantile, start thinking like adults. And that if you misuse your gift because you're doing it trying to show off or trying to get the attention or the notoriety yourself, it's inappropriate. Whatever we're doing has to be done in a spirit of love and serving others. What's interesting about 1 Corinthians 13 is that this has become so popular for weddings. And it's a great section in the scriptures talking about the nature of authentic love, agape, God's love, a serving, sacrificial kind of love. And so this is very popular for weddings. And people will read those first about eight verses of Corinthians and focus on it and think about it in a wedding context. The love, the selfless serving of your future mate and your partner, and that's all good. But that wasn't the original context. The original thought that Paul had in mind was love demonstrated between members of a congregation, people in the body of Christ, and that your motivation should be in humble service and love toward other people, and to do this for the name of Jesus, for the sake of Christ. That's what's being talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And so when you get down in chapter 13 to verse 11, and Paul is saying, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put that all behind me. You can bet that he is working toward his statement in chapter 14 when he starts to talk about the problem in their congregation where they're strutting their stuff and they're bringing all the attention on themselves and they're saying, I speak in tongues, as though this is somehow the biggest spiritual gift God has ever given. And Paul is going to be saying to them, you're acting like children. And you need to grow up. It's an interesting perspective on tongues, isn't it? Because still today, many Christians are trying to make this the sign of super spirituality. There are Christians in our world today who almost act as though Paul had never written chapter 12 through 14. As though somehow this is like the mark of Christianity. And there are Christians that will literally say that you cannot be certain that you've received the Holy Spirit if you don't speak in tongues. And they'll even try to teach their little children to start babbling so that they can produce tongues. That's nonsense. It's way off. Paul has given a very clear indication here, message. Speaking in tongues is no more important than service and administration and teaching and preaching and encouragement and all of the other gifts God has given. They have to all be kept in their proper perspective, and they all need to be done in humility. Now, how can we learn to apply here what Paul has said? Very simply, we should seek purity and maturity in faith. Purity and maturity. Okay? So, for the first thing we should do is seek our spiritual gift, because God has given everyone a gift. We have some people sitting in a choir over there. We have a guy who plays an organ, right? We have individuals who have served through fixing up things around the church and cleaning up. We have people that have served in meals and humbly helping others in the most simple tasks, and they do this with delight. We have individuals who will encourage and uplift. We have prayer people that urgently pray fervently. Whatever this gift and ability God has given you is going to be a combination of your talents, your skills, your personality that God has given you. And when you discover this, it's a great joy, because then you realize, hey, God can use me in a unique way, and it becomes an adventure to discover how I'll fit in and how I'll serve the Lord and serve others. And so it becomes a very delightful, excellent process as you're going through life, developing that spiritual gift and letting God use you and use it. Second thing, then, on the way to purity and maturity, is that you serve the Lord with that humility that Paul is talking about. That it's not going to be, hey, look at me. It's going to be, look at Christ. It's going to be, I'm serving not for the recognition, not to get my name in a bulletin of a church, you know, or something like this, or to have my name pronounced publicly. I'm doing this as a thank you to the Lord Jesus. And then finally, I think it should go without saying, but it's never bad to remind ourselves that we are to shun evil. In regards to evil, be like infants. You know, keep it at bay. Show disinterest in it. And try to purge it from our lives. Far, far better to be blissfully ignorant than to be involved in evil. So what a beautiful goal for us as believers to learn from the Corinthians. Paul had to take them to task because they were getting a little bit too big-headed. They were putting themselves up a little bit too much. And in any gift that we use, in any way that we serve Christ, we want to do this with a humble spirit and seek this purity and maturity in Christ. Amen.